New 1027. This game is worth $1,000. Let's welcome Juliana to the show. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Juliana?
I'm calling from Brick, New Jersey.
Oh, you're down the shore. Nice.
Yes.
All right, Juliana, there's only one way to start this pop culture quiz. You got to toss Karen Carson out of the studio.
All right. I hope I can do it.
I think you can. All you got to do is say, Karen, get out of here.
No, like literally.
Juliana, you got to kick Karen out of the room.
Get out.
Oh, there we go.
Good luck, Juliana.
It wasn't clocking.
Thank you.
This is going to be a rough one, isn't it? All right, Karen has left the studio. We got five questions ready to go. $1,000 on the line for Juliana. Can you tell everybody what game you're playing?
I am playing Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Question number one. Megan Fox made a very rare public appearance after giving birth to her baby. She played a character in Spider-Man or Transformers?
Transformers.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau have made their first official public appearance together. Did Katy Perry ever host the Super Bowl halftime show? Yes or no?
No.
What Irwin family member is a part of Dancing with the Stars this season?
Robert Irwin.
Britney Spears' family is said to be terrified because of her recent erratic driving. How many children does Britney Spears have?
Three.
Here's question number five for Juliana. Mike Myers was in what movie about a Dr. Seuss character?
3 seconds.
Oh, I'm not.
Two.
All right, Juliana, time is up. Yeah, you did pretty well, though. You got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Be Karen.
Pretty well?
That's pretty well.
Pretty well.
Better than zero.
I guess.
We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Don't tell Karen your score, and you got to get more correct to win the game.
Karen!
All right.
Juliana, what's going on in Brick today?
Nothing really, just driving to work.
Karen's back in the studio. We're going to ask her the same questions now. Karen didn't hear anything that happened because we threw her out of the room. Karen, number one, Megan Fox made a very rare public appearance after giving birth to her baby. She played a character in Spider-Man or Transformers?
She was Transformers.
Yes, you got a point for that one. So did Juliana. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau have made their first official public appearance together. Did Katy Perry ever host a Super Bowl halftime show? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who could forget the dancing shark?
Yeah, the left shark. The left shark was Rogue.
Uh-huh. Juliana did not get a point. What Irwin family member is part of Dancing with the Stars this season?
Steve Irwin's son. I don't know his name.
Three seconds.
Jake.
No.
Jake.
You didn't get a point for that one. Juliana did. It's Robert Irwin.
Oh, that's right.
Britney Spears' family is said to be terrified because of her recent erratic driving. How many children does Britney Spears have?
She has 2 boys.
Yes, she does. You got a point. Juliana said 3. That's incorrect. Final question. Mike Myers was in what movie about a Dr. Seuss character?
Cat in the Hat.
It was Cat in the Hat. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, you got a point for that one. Juliana did not. Karen walks away from the game with 4 out of 5. Juliana got 2 out of 5.
Listen, don't worry. You are walking away with a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. Greetings from your hometown tour at Prudential Center, November 17th, courtesy of Live Nation. And you got an official Can't Be Karen mug.
Woohoo! Thank you so much.
All right, Juliana, you couldn't kick Karen out at the beginning of this game, but can you finish this game correctly?
I did not beat Karen.
Can you beat Karen? No! Next time, then.
Trying to help Megan out on Blown Off this morning. Now, she's been dating her professor. She went to college in Brooklyn, but he's not her professor anymore.
Oh, what college in Brooklyn did you go to?
No.
Oh, no. Don't, let's not give any data here. But it's on and off again all the time, and apparently it's off again. So we're going to call Jacob and see what's happening.
Yourself. Is Megan on it?
Yeah, she's there.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Jacob, please.
Yeah, that's me. Who is this?
This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 1027 Radio. Jacob, we are calling because you won a fantastic prize this morning.
Yes.
Cool. What prize?
Good morning, Professor. We have a date opportunity for you. We know that you've been dating a woman named Megan. We just wanted to set you guys back up. We know you've been kind of...
Sorry. I'm just going to cut you off. Could you stop using, like, my full name or where we are.
Oh, no,
or
no,
anything
no.
Anything like that.
We're not giving any of that information out, sir. We're offering you a date, and it's with someone you know very well, yeah. Megan.
Your old student.
Yeah, you know what? She was my student. Everything was legal, though, okay? So don't make that weird.
We're just calling because she wants to get together again. She said she'd love to hang, and we'll pay for it.
Yeah, I get that, but, like, I am a married man, and she knows that.
Oh, so, like, wait a minute. What?
Other than a few coffee hangs.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
What is that?
That's me, Megan. Hi. Yeah, Jacob, you're not only married, but you're going to lie and say that we haven't... At least 100 times for the last year? Are you kidding me?
Okay, okay. Oh, don't put... Why are you putting this out here? What are you doing? What is this?
I just don't understand why you need to lie to me, dude. What's going on? You've been f***ing me for the last year. You've been blowing me up. No, no. By the way, you know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, I'm aware. It's
f***ing yeah. Yeah, well, since we're on here, I might as well just tell your lovely wife and everyone else where you teach, where you live, and what party you're at.
Oh, no, Matt, we can't do that.
Please don't do that.
No, Jacob is an adjunct English professor.
No, Meg. All right.
Everyone's gone.
Oh, my God.
I...
This is like textbook Harlequin romance.
Really? You had to say textbook about the professor?
Yeah.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 1027.
New 1027, this game worth $1,000. Let's go to Ron and Myra. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. Where are you calling in from?
Good morning. We're calling from Hicksville.
Wow, you are up and excited and having a good day, it sounds like.
Yes, we are. We want to win Louis Capaldi tickets.
All right, guys, kick me on out of the room and we'll get the game started.
Okay. Karen, get out of here.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Myra's just loving this. All right, there goes Karen headed out of the studio door. It's New 1027, $1,000 on the line. Ron and Myra, tell everybody what game you're playing.
We're playing Can't Be Karen, and we're going after the goat today.
Here we go again. Can you be Karen? Yeah, okay then.
Gotta get more correct than Karen to win. Number one, guys. Lady Gaga was very good friends with this classical singer. Was it Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett?
That's Tony Bennett.
One of the royal families took their children pumpkin picking this weekend. Here's a hint as to which family it was. They took Archie.
Archie. That is,
Time is up for Ron and Myra. We'll move on to number three. It's being reported that Sophie Turner went on a secret date with the Coldplay frontman. Who is that?
Let's see.
Chris Martin.
Here's question four. What year did Martha Stewart go to jail? Was it 2003, 2004, or 2010?
Okay, Martha Stewart, that was...
2004.
Okay.
She's good.
And the final question. Sam Hunt has a song where he says, your body is like a...
Let's see. Sam Hunt, your body is like
Wonderland.
Ron and Myra got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. Walk me through the strategy that you guys just had, because I'm pretty sure it was Ron hears the question, Myra Googles the question.
Listen, this is teamwork here.
Okay. Well, with that cheating involved, we got 2 out of 5. We're bringing Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions. Welcome back, Karen.
Is this how you guys do it every day with Myra just screams in the background?
Pretty much.
Karen, we're going to ask you the same questions we just asked to Ron and Myra. They got to get more correct to win the game. Number one, Karen. Lady Gaga was very good friends with this classical singer. Was it Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett?
Oh, it was Tony Bennett.
Everybody got a point. One of the royal families took their children pumpkin picking this weekend. Here's a hint as to which family it was. They took Archie with them.
Oh, Meghan and Harry.
Yes, you got a point. Ron and Myra couldn't think of it in time. It's being reported that Sophie Turner went on a secret date with the Coldplay frontman. Who is that?
Chris Martin.
Ron, Myra, and Karen score that one correctly. What year did Martha Stewart go to jail? Was it 2003, 2004, or 2010?
I don't know. 2003.
It was 2003. Good guess. You got a point. Ron and Myra did not.
Anthony, you never ask when a woman went to jail.
Final question.
So rude.
Sam Hunt has a song where he says, your body is like a...
I don't know. Wonderland? No, that's John Mayer. That's John Mayer.
That's the same thing Ron and Myra said. You're both incorrect. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Oh, that's no right. Yeah, correct.
Body Like a Back Road.
Exactly. I didn't know it. Karen walks away from the game with 4 out of 5 correct. Ron and Myra Googled every question, but still got 2 out of 5.
But listen, you got a pair of tickets to see Louis Capaldi in Madison Square Garden. April 16th. You also got a Campy Karen mug. You guys were awesome.
And for the record, what does body like a back road mean? That sounds like an insult.
Lots of curves.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you get it now?
Can you be